share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Ever since the country reached its 90% mark for vaccination rates for the adult population, the interstate travel ban had finally been lifted after about 9 months. As of the 14th of October, a total of 91.2% of the adult population in Malaysia have received both doses of the vaccine, while 95% have received at least one dose of the vaccine, reported the Special Committee on COVID-19 Vaccination Supply, JKJAV. As the vaccination rate continuously progresses smoothly, the government is currently considering the decision to reopen the borders to certain countries only for the travelers who are fully vaccinated. Not only that, but the travelers also need not undergo the quarantine period. Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, the chairperson of Majlis Pemulihan Negara, MPN, looked at this as a positive development in terms of opening the country's border, reported Berita Harian. The duration to undergo quarantine for the international travelers will either be shortened or abolished. I'm sure this will revive the economic activity, especially in tourism sector, international convention and retail, as well as easing the journey of business and social visitors, he said and expressed his hope in reopening the country safely. However, the date to reopen the border to international travelers remains unknown, as the matter will need to be discussed with Prime Minister Dato Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. The former Prime Minister also said that the reopening of the country's border is important for the nation's economy to recover. It's time for the vaccinated travelers to enter our country, especially after the interstate and interdistrict travel ban had been lifted, he added. According to Astro Awani, MPN revealed that they are satisfied and happy with the development that the country has achieved, especially in terms of the downward trend in the daily reported COVID-19 cases, as well as the decrease in the usage of intensive care units, ICU, beds. In the meantime, Malaysians can also travel overseas without the need to use My Travel Pass, as announced by the Prime Minister recently. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, no more blanket MCO, PM assures no more full lockdown even if COVID-19 cases rise again. Source. Twitter source. Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.